Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of An American Plague, the true and terrifying story of the yellow fever epidemic of 1793, by Jim Murphy. Narrated by Pat Botino.
Chapter 1. No One Noticed. Written by Matthew Carey, November 1793. About this time, this destroying scourge, the malignant fever, crept in among us. Saturday, August 3, 1793. The sun came up as it had every day since the end of May, bright, hot, and unrelenting. The swamps and marshes south of Philadelphia had already lost a great deal of water to the intense heat, while the Delaware and Schuylkill rivers had receded to reveal long stretches of their muddy, root-choked banks. Dead fish and gooey vegetable matter were exposed and rotted, while swarms of insects droned in the heavy, humid air. In Philadelphia itself, an increasing number of cats were dropping dead every day, attracting, one Philadelphian complained, an amazing number of flies and other insects. Mosquitoes were everywhere, though their high-pitched whirring was particularly loud near rain barrels, gutters, and open sewers. These sewers, called sinks, were particularly ripe this year. Most streets in the city were unpaved and had no system of covered sewers and pipes to channel water away from buildings. Instead, deep holes were dug at various street corners to collect runoff water and anything else that might be washed along. Dead animals were routinely tossed into this soup, where everything decayed and sent up noxious bubbles to foul the air. Down along the docks lining the Delaware, cargo was being loaded onto ships that would sail to New York, Boston, and other distant ports. The hard work of hoisting heavy casks into the hold was accompanied by the stevedore's usual grunts and muttered oaths. The men laboring near Water Street had particular reason to curse. The sloop Amelia from Santo Domingo had anchored with a cargo of coffee which had spoiled during the voyage. The bad coffee was dumped on Ball's Wharf, where it putrefied in the sun and sent out a powerful odor that could be smelled over a quarter mile away. Benjamin Rush...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?